I remember the old house. It had a had wooden windows on it. I remember mosquitoes used to eat us up. And they didn't have, they had the rafters. You know, you didn't have nothing. All it was, the thing just would go up to the top. And they had date dolls and stuff would fall down in the house. I remember that good. And we had our old system.
Now, when you built a fire, you have a fireplace? Okay. Tell me about your chores about building that fire.
Well, what you had to do is, in them time you didn't have no coal oil. You know, it's kind of hard to come by.
You started with what?
With cypress. You had to go out there. That was your chore in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We'll cut you some fine cypress to get it started. And then your big wood would start you if you... Then you had to kind of keep watch the weather. Kind of keep you some dry wood. Because we had a wood pile in the corner. And we like always kind of keep maybe about a day ahead of dry wood. Because if you let that wood get wet, you had trouble to start it. And then if you had your, what they call a good backlog, you didn't have to worry about starting on fire in the morning.
Yeah, I heard that.
Because you put this big old chunk in there, and it would burn all night. And the next morning, you just put you some fine stuff on there, and you get your good fire going.
Yeah. Did you, did you put the wood on anything? In other words?
Well,
you put the wood on, when you put the log on, you'd have something you could set it on, those two things?
No, then that was, you got it twisted some kind of way, either you'd get your brick or something put under it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't fancy like they build these days, you know, with these beers you can set it on.
Yeah, what do they call it?
I don't know what you call
it. Dog irons or?
Yeah.
But,
Now some houses didn't have them. Generally, all houses didn't have them. You had these heaters, iron heaters. I remember when we was going to school, we had this little one-room schoolhouse, and we had a coal heater. And many a morning we'd get around that, old pipes would fall, but hit somebody in the head. It was a fight. We had about 3 miles to walk to school.
Oh, boy.
And if it would start raining, the weather would get bad sometime. Poor dad had to come get us. That was 8 o'clock at night when the weather would break up. Because, boy, it was... We had it made like the kids today.
When the weather would break up, you mean it would...
Well, here we'd leave walking going home. You know, it'd be lightning and thunder, boy. You...
Yeah.
It's like somebody had... something lit up outside the way it was lightning.
Have y'all had it like this lately? I mean, this is, it was, I came into town, I had to come through about 2 feet of water.
Oh, well, I had to go to Lafayette for my checkup recently.
Yeah.
And we like to not get back home. They got a state trooper that live, I know him pretty good. And it's to the mall when we left, well, the water was deep right there. And my wife was worried about that to go for my 2 weeks checkup. So I said, I guess we're gonna go. She wanted me to go in the ambulance. I said, I ain't going to that thing, it's right too bad. Then when they took me to the hospital, she had to hold myself, I was sick as a dog, but I had to hold myself up at the top of that thing the way it would ride back. So I said, I ain't going in the ambulance. So she went back to my sister, she was gonna drive, it ought to be the drive. I said, okay. And that was, the water wasn't too bad. And man was gone, and they kept us there till about 3:30. And got ready to come back, boy, that closed almost all the roads in Lafayette.
Was it bad in Lafayette too?
Huh?
Was it bad in Lafayette?
Oh, man.